Research still shows that about 9% of junior high school students are addicted to smoking. 28% of children are also exposed to smoking by their parents. The chief psychiatrist, Dr. Akwesiose, disclosed this at a media briefing on World No Tobacco Day in Accra. He said 70% of the people who smoke at their tender age risk dying by the age of 45. Dr. Say called for the immediate passage of the tobacco bill into law. Here's a report by Yaya Kwamwa.
About 5 million people die annually worldwide due to tobacco use and exposure to tobacco smoking. The chief psychiatrist, Dr. Akwesiose, said the passage of the bill into law will empower interest groups to enforce the law. He said it is a breach of the fundamental human rights to allow continuous smoking in public. He explained the effects of smoking as developing throat cancer, heart diseases, lung cancer, infertility, among others. Dr. Asai said the cost of implications of smoking on the public are far more serious than one can imagine. The chief executive director for Vision Alternative Development, Issa Ali, said though Ghana has achieved some successes in the fight against tobacco smoking, such as creating the awareness, enforcing the ban on advertising, much needs to be done in pushing for the passage of the tobacco bill into law. He said Vision Alternative Development is tracking ways by which the industry still advertise their product, citing the use of internet as an example. He called on government to increase the tobacco tax to help pay for the cost of treating tobacco-related illnesses. He said the organization has evidence that the tobacco industry is influencing the delay of the passage of the bill into law.
Yaya Kwame's report.